Christopher Robin. Christopher Robin knew everything was about to change. You see, he knew by this time tomorrow, nothing in the 100-acre woods would be the same. You see, this is Christopher Robin. And for all of his life, he had had a best friend, Winnie the Pooh. He and Winnie had played every day the sun shone and every day the breeze blew. They had played in the 100-acre woods and they had known such joy. And they had had some adventures, like when Owl's house blew over and Piglet and Pooh and Owl were trapped inside. Or the moment when Eeyore lost his tail and they had to find another one for him. They had known such joy all of their lives together in the 100-acre woods, but it was about to change. You see, Christopher Robin was about to go to school. No longer would he be able to play in the 100-acre woods with Winnie at will. Now he would have new friends and a new place to go, and Pooh could not come. Christopher knew that Pooh would not understand because they had never been separated. And so on the night before school was to begin, Christopher invited Pooh and they climbed high into a tree. And Christopher tried to explain to his Pooh Bear that it was going to be okay, that it was not drastic, that he would return, but there would be time when they would be separate. And Pooh could not understand. As hard as Christopher tried to tell him what was coming, Pooh just couldn't get it. And so, trying the next best thing, Christopher decided to plant in Pooh's heart wisdom that would keep him on those lonely days, wisdom that would support them when they were not together, when they were apart. Wisdom, well, watch for yourself.
If ever there's a tomorrow when we're not together, there's something you must remember.
What might that be, Christopher Robin?
You're braver than you believe. And stronger than you seem, and smarter than you think.
Oh, that's easy. We're braver than a bee, and longer than a tree, and taller than a goose. Or was that a moose?
No, silly old bear. You're braver than you believe, and stronger than you seem, and smarter than you think. But the most important thing is, even if we are apart, I'll always be with you. I'll always be with you. Always be with you.
Pooh did not understand. He didn't understand that his life was about to change. Christopher Robin tried to plant in him, you're braver than you believe, and you're smarter than you seem, and you're stronger than you think. He tried to fill him with what would keep him. But Pooh didn't get it. And the next day, when Christopher Robin was not there, Pooh thought he had been attacked and kidnapped by something called the Scullosaurus. And so Pooh and Piglet and Rabbit and Eeyore and Tigger went off in search, trying to find and help escape the one they love the most. Oh, through the trials that this group felt, they found themselves lost and confused. They found themselves pushed and challenged. Tigger and Rabbit and Owl and all of them felt like they were lost and without hope. They struggled and they struggled and they struggled. And finally, when they thought all hope was lost, finally, this.
This is it. Oh, It's
Christopher Robin.
You made it.
Oh, how clever of you.
Oh, I'm so very glad to see you.
home.
Where have you been? I've been searching everywhere for you.
We've been searching for you. And on the way, I found something else. Did I dream enough? Feast your eyes on it. I thought you were enough.
I thought I'm smart enough. You're pretty smart, eh?
Didn't have to come clear out here to find it. Had it inside all along.
All of their adventures taught them that they really were braver than they believed. All of their adventures in searching for Christopher Robin taught them that they were smarter than they seemed, stronger than they seemed, and braver than they thought. It was only through the trials and the tribulations that they could live into the fullness of who they were. It was as if those trials and tribulations, it was as if the being pushed and challenged and being lost and confused, it was as if the relying on one another in the midst of difficulty formed them to be who they were meant to be. Only after the trial did they understand that they were all of these things. And did you hear, Eeyore? It wasn't even that we had to come out here for the experience, because it was inside all the time. Beloved, on the night that Jesus gathered them in the Gospel of John, on the night before he was to be arrested, I see such similarities between the gang in the Hundred Acre Woods and those disciples gathered around Jesus. For all of the chapters between John 14 and John 17, it's commonly called the farewell discourse. In all of those chapters, Jesus is trying to say to them, I'm about to leave, but if you abide in me, you will have strength. I'm about to leave, but I've chosen you that you might go forward and bear fruit that will remain. I have chosen you, and I am in you, and you are in me. But the disciples didn't get it. And so, not unlike Christopher Robin, even though they had had fabulous experiences, they had watched Jesus turn the water into wine. They had watched the 5,000 be fed. They had watched the man born blind receive his sight. Even though they had had these extraordinary adventures, like Christopher Robin, Jesus decided to do the next best thing. And instead of giving them all of the details which he hoped would keep them after he was crucified on the cross, he instead said to them, you are braver than you believe. My courage is in you. Do not let your hearts be troubled. I am giving you peace that will make you braver than you think. Jesus said to them, you are stronger than you seem. I'm going to send one so that the work I've done, you'll be able to do even greater works. And you are smarter than you believe. I'm sending you the Advocate. I'm sending you the Holy Spirit, who will fill you and teach you and bring to your remembrance everything you need to know. But just like Pooh, that night when Jesus is speaking to them, that night when Jesus is pouring into them, they don't get it. They scatter once he is arrested. They run and they hide. And after he has been crucified and buried, they huddle in an upper room, afraid to go out, doors locked, because all of the things he had taught them in all of those chapters, like Pooh could not remember them sitting on that tree limb, they couldn't remember them in their hearts. Even after Jesus returned and breathed on them, even after Jesus said to Thomas, put your finger in my side, it was not until the disciples had gone through their own trials and tribulations, not until they had seen that they could heal the man at the pool, not until they saw that they had power over demons to speak, not until they were able to stand before the Pharisees and speak boldly and to act with power and to gather together, not until they had been pushed and challenged and felt lost and alone did they realize that they were braver than they believed. They were stronger than they seemed and smarter than they thought. It seems like those experiences of push and pull, it seems like those experiences of difficulty and loss, it seemed like those times of challenge and even failure is what allowed the words of Jesus to rise up. Greater things you will do. My peace I give. The Holy Spirit will come and make you wise. And beloved, I don't think it's any different for us. Those words spoken that Kim read, those words spoken about you are braver than you believe. That same power that infused the disciples is available for you and me. The same power that said you are stronger than you seem because I've brought you my strength. It is in you. My spirit resides in you. You're smarter than you think because that same spirit is the spirit of remembrance and the spirit of wisdom. Those same words are ours. But we look outside. We read the paper. We venture into neighborhoods that are not ours. We watch our political debate. And we feel just as lost and just as confused and just as pushed and just as pulled as the ones of Hundred Acre Woods or of the disciples. And not unlike the disciples, we run and hide wanting nothing to do with what's out there because we don't know how to make it any different. Not unlike the inhabitants of a Hundred Acre Woods, we see those ominous shadows coming and we say, this is the end. But it's not. For you are braver than you believe. You are stronger than you seem. You are smarter than you think because you are God's anointed sons and daughters. You are filled with that spirit and that power. We have agency that we seem to forget. And so Isaiah's words come to us. They that wait on the Lord. Remember, they who are bound together with God. They who join together with God. Kavah, they who wait on the Lord shall mount up. That means we will stand up. We will fly like eagles. We will run and not be weary. Walk and not faint. We will have power and agency. But we don't believe it. We don't live as if we can make a difference, not only in Barrington, but beyond. We are the forward guard. We are the forefront of God's great army of strength and wisdom and truth and hope and love. But we have to believe it. Not until the inhabitants of a Hundred Acre Woods believed it at the end of the movie could they state it. Not until the disciples were well past the resurrection could they state it. And it's our time. It's our time to believe the words of Christopher Robin to Pooh. Because they're so much greater than Christopher Robin to Pooh. They're Jesus' words to us. You are brave. My spirit is in you. You are strong. My spirit is in you. You are smart. My spirit is in you. So beloved, those two little cards that were paper clipped to your bulletin, here is their meaning. It's another quote from Pooh. That when you get ready to put on your big boots, it's time for an adventure. Beloved, it is time for Christians everywhere to engage in an adventure. And that adventure is to move out into the world as signs and symbols of God's love and God's hope. Signs and symbols of God's sweetness and God's presence. So I have a challenge for you, and I'm going to ask you about this. I want you to put on your big boots. I want you to get ready for your adventure. The first card you received is a prayer to pray each day. Lord, as I put on these boots, let me hold your hope and your love in my being. Let me go into places and share them where they are absent. I believe you've chosen me. I believe you've sent me. And then the second card is blank. Just has a picture of a boot on it. Because I want you this week to write on that card one place where you heard fear and you spoke courage, where you heard hate and you spoke love, where you heard injustice and you spoke justice, where you heard a thing that is not of God, and into that space you spoke what is of God. I don't know where the circumstance will be. I don't know where you will hear the thing that you know is not filled with the love and the hope of the God we serve. I don't know the circumstance, but you'll know it when you hear it. And if you've got on your big boots and are ready for the adventure, then all you have to do is to step in and say something that speaks love, something that speaks hope. If you can't do anything else, invite them here. If you can't do anything else, say, God bless you. If you can't do anything else, close your eyes and say, Lord, reshape their hearts. It's time for us to put on our boots and go out and have an adventure. It's time for us to wait, to kava, to bind ourselves with the Lord. It's time for us to believe that we are strong, we are brave, and we are smart because we are God's, filled with God. And it takes energy and strength. So, beloved, I invite you. I invite you to come to the table. I invite you to come and dine. Because what I'm asking you to do, to put on your boots and go out and be a vessel of love and hope, is not easy in this world. But it is our call. It is our task. And remember the last thing that Christopher Robin said to Pooh. Remember the last thing that Jesus said before he ascended on high. I am with you always to the end of the age. I'm inviting you into this adventure, but not alone. I'm inviting you to this adventure because God is with us. And in this moment, with us in the breaking of the bread. Come, the supper is served. You are the invited guest. Amen.